take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Good morning, Siri. How's it going? Morning, Johnny. I'll turn the right mic on. Start again.
Morning, Johnny. Pretty good, thanks. Happy to see the sun out, for
I
sure.
I know. How good is it?
Mm-hmm.
It really puts a spring in everyone's step.
Yeah, it does mine for sure.
Now, what do we got as far as literature this morning? What have you got there?
It doesn't have the title on the front or on the spine, it's called A Sunny Place for Shady People, and it's by Argentinian writer Mariana Enriquez, and she, like, basically all her books are horrors, so she's, like, definitely like a horror writer. Her first collection of short stories that was translated into English, The Dangers of Smoking in Bed, was shortlisted for the International Booker. And she did like a really, like, all of her books are usually quite slim, but the one before this was like 1,000 pages, called Our Share of Night, which is an amazing book. I also really recommend that. It's like it's sort of about Argentina, like, during and post Perón's rule. And it looks at, like, that time of dictatorship entirely through this kind of surreal, almost, like, conspiratorial, like, horror lens, where, like, this sort of elite cabal of Argentinian, like, rich people and politicians, like, gorge on the living to, you know, increase their power. It feels like something you would find in, like, a very shady corner of the internet, but really well done. And this new collection of short stories, it kind of really ranges. Like, I think often when you find writers who, like, specialize in a certain genre, and particularly with something like horror, you know, like, Lovecraft is very, like, body horror heavy, and or, like, someone will specialize in psychological horror, but all of, like, the subjects of his stories are quite different, which I find really interesting. The first story is about this woman who's, like, haunted by ghosts in her home, and she hears, like, the wailing of her mother all the time. But weirdly, in this particular story, that's not even, like, the horror part. Like, even though there's, like, supernatural, surreal, there's, like, hauntings in every story, it's not really, like, the ghosts or the spirits that are enacting, like, the horror. It's really, like, humans that are kind of creating the horribleness that occurs in each of these stories. Like, in one of the stories, what's it called? Face of Disgrace is about, like, these two children of a woman who was, trigger warning, assaulted, and ends up, when she's older, dying, taking her life. And even though, like, as when she dies, like, her children's faces started sagging and becoming disformed, and yeah, like, even though there's nothing, like, supernatural that occurs in that story other than, like, the facial deformities, it's like the horror that really kind of leaves your skin crawling. It's like this kind of psychological downward spiral that each of the characters is facing after, like, this truth is revealed. There's also stories about, I don't know if you remember Eliza Lam, who in 2013, she was, like, a Canadian tourist in South America, and they found her dead in, like, a water tank. And there was, like, questions at the time about whether it was drug-induced or, like, a fit of psychosis that led her there. But in Mariana Enriquez's, like, retelling, she falls into a cult that kind of encourages, like, people to seek, like, the id or the dark. It's so interesting for a book that's so heavily supernatural that all of the evils are very much things that do and can occur in the real world. Really freaky. Good for the spooky season. It is October. I really, really strongly recommend. I mean, I will say, like, just a little disclaimer, like, some of the stories in this, I think, are like a little bit stronger than others. One of my favorites, which is also like incredibly sad and tender at times as well, is about this man who loses his wife and keeps all of her clothing and tries to kind of like hand off like her beautiful dresses onto like his lovers and women in his life. But the dresses start to kind of take like, they have like this, it's like they have an agenda of their own, and anyone who wears them starts like their skin starts to shred, and like, yeah, it's just like, I think when you read them, you kind of think like, Mariana Enriquez must live in a very like freaky space all the time to kind of come up with this stuff. But it's like, yeah, some are really fun, some are really like heartbreaking and sad. And a few of them are like truly scary. So maybe don't read it.
Don't read it before bed.
Yeah, don't read it before bed. Read it now while the sun's out.
Yeah. Name of the book once again.
A Sunny Place for Shady People, and it's by Mariana Enriquez, and it should be in all good bookstores at the end of the month, I think, just in time for Halloween.
All right. Hey, Suri, thank you very much. Sounds like it's got a great cover. I like the artwork.
Yeah, I think she's got like the same person who does the artwork for all of her books. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminded me like a little bit of The Substance at the end, you know, the monster on the stage. She's got like a mouth coming out of the side of her face.
Excellent. Hey, Suri from Time Out, thank you very much, and we'll check in with you in a week or fortnight.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Bye.
That was Loose Reads.